Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Set you free. Don't you let the devil bind you up again. I said, don't let him bind up your mind again. Rise up in faith. Do you understand what the word means? I use this phrase a lot. As your days are, so shall your strength be. Don't get this twisted, because many think, you know, the older you get, the less strength you got. As your days are, your strength is. You could look at it that way, but that's not what that means. What it means, the Lord says, as your days are, so shall your strength be. What you need next week, today in your mind, you might not even have it together. I don't even want to think about it, because I know it's going to be taxing. It's going to be. But the Lord says, as your days are, when you get to Thursday, and he resets you when you wake up, the strength is going to be there. The motivation will be there. The desire will be there. The connections will be there. The doors that are opening will be there. It may not be open right now, but it'll be there when you get there. As your days are, so shall your strength be. The grace you need will be right there. Stop letting the devil defeat you even before you get into the fight. The just shall live by faith. Tell somebody right now, there's always a way. Hear me, Holy Ghost. Come on, tell somebody there's always a way. Come on, tell somebody that God has already made a way. When you get there, you'll see it. God is so precise with this thing. He told the disciples, when you go before kings, don't get in your Bible and get your message all together. I'm going to tell the king this, and I'm going to tell him. He said, take no thought. I got stuff I want to say to him. You just stay open to me. When you get there, I'll put words in your mouth. It might not make sense to you, but the king will understand what I'm saying. Hello? Tell somebody, the just shall live by faith. See, some of us, and it's good to a degree, but some of us got to have every detail. At 2:32, this got to happen. And then if it happened at 2:33, you all messed up. I said 2:32. See, there's a lot of y'all like that. I could tell by the sound. I feel you. You're governed by this stuff. You unlock with it. But see, you got to integrate faith into that. If God don't come till the next day, I ain't messed up, because I'm walking by faith. And faith tells me that everything is working together for my good. God had a better deal for you the next day. The guy at 2:31 supposed to meet you was going to jive you and trick you and take your money. Anybody ever bought a lemon for a car? I'm glad they got the lemon law now. I bought one with that. It was lemon yellow too. Elder, they got me good. I think I'm healed. I can still see the dealership. So Romans 4:17 says, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Faith stabilizes kingdom citizens. What is that? What do we mean? We're stabilized here. Your portion here in your journey should be, number one, righteousness. Not your own righteousness. Your righteousness is filthy rags. My righteousness is filthy rags. But the righteousness of Christ, your portion here should be peace. Hello? When a kingdom citizen is stabilized, they walk in peace. People ought to notice that about you, even in the marketplace.
Amen.
In Walmart.
Amen.
On your job when you're sweating.
Amen.
They notice something about you. There's a peace about you.
Amen.
And here's a real kicker, because the devil's really trying to steal this in this hour. You ought to have joy.
Amen.
I'm not talking about happiness, because you won the lotto. You ought not be playing the lotto. Got quiet again. Well, you know, if I win, I'm gonna. No, you ain't. Stop lying. Are we talking about happiness? We're talking about joy. Happiness comes from sets of circumstances. People can make you happy or sad, but joy comes from the Lord. This joy I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. See, I'm talking about that joy. I'm talking about the joy of the Lord. That's between you and your creator, you and your maker. You can shout all by yourself. You can smile all by... Let them think you're crazy, but you're just going out and smiling. What he on? No, he on Jesus juice. Joy. I'm talking about joy. Unspeakable. Full of glory. The joy that destroys yokes. Amen. I said the joy that destroys yokes. How many know joy is medicine? Yes, it is. Laughter. Some of us need to laugh. Bad. Say, you need a good laugh. Look at somebody. Just look at somebody. Look somebody in the eye. Look over there. Go ahead. Look somebody in the eye right now. Just don't stare at them in the eye right now. Stare at them. Come on, stare. Stare at them. Come on, stare. Stare at them. Come on, don't stop staring. Stare. That's right. Stare. Stare at them. Stare at them. I mean, God laughs. He laughs at you sometimes. With your knucklehead. Yes, he does. He laughs at us. Look at them down there. Think they knew everything. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's kingdom. Somebody got real happy. That's all right. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Faith keeps us steady when chaos tries to break the divine order. An example of this, and maybe I'll get into it later, maybe, but Daniel in Babylon, his faith preserved his order under a disorderly or dysfunctional system. Think about it in a moment. We read Daniel in the lion's den, we read the Hebrew boys, but think about these young men who stayed submitted to the law of faith under the pressure of that system in Babylon.
Amen. Amen.
That system was so stringent that the first thing they did to them was change their name. This is who you are. Worshippers of Baal and all this stuff. And you know, names mean a lot. They mean a lot today, but they really meant a lot back then. First thing, and then they wanted them to eat from the king's table. And they were, you know the story well. Amen. They refused to do it. What? They did it by faith. They refused to do it by faith. Amen. They said, let us eat pulse and prove us, because our faith, our trust is in our God. Amen. They were proven, and they prospered. They were promoted. Then after Daniel got up in some years after outlasting two kingdoms, he's getting tried again. There are three presidents over the whole realm, and Daniel is the number one president. Amen. And he's not even Babylonian. Amen. He's a Hebrew. Amen. So the other presidents get jealous of him. Now Persia had 127 provinces. It was a vast kingdom. It wasn't just a little neighborhood. It was a vast kingdom. He was over it all. They got jealous of him. They said, listen, we got to do something to get this Hebrew out of here.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us, from the troposphere to the stratosphere. Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Listening to the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics.